From right here on Earth to outer space, from East Pembroke, New York to all over the place, from around the corners and over the hills, just to talk the Buffalo Bills. It's the Larry and Jerry, it's sometimes it's scary, it's the Larry and Jerry Show.
Hey, welcome to week two, guys. You were right and I was wrong. Click it off.
Damn right you were wrong.
I was very wrong on that, wasn't I?
We like to celebrate a win around here.
Well, we were all kind of way off on the score.
Well, actually, you know, Mom beat you, Jerry. Mom dropped in. Mama Jude dropped by the studio last week out of nowhere. She beat you. 25. That's her differential. Yeah, you were 26. Cool. I crossed myself.
Yeah, I had 56 and she had 55.
You were bad.
Huh.
What? You had 26 and she had 25.
Oh, I'm looking at the other one.
Are you less dyslexic?
Yeah, I'm that too. I'm looking at mama's. Oh. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's been a long day.
Has it?
Yeah.
You know what today is? Friday, guys, and we're happy to be here just having a great time talking about the Buffalo Bills. Pulled it out. I stayed awake as drunk as I was. I drank some water about the second
pulled
half.
Pulled it out.
Dude, I stayed awake. People went home.
Home. Half the stadium, baby.
Have a little faith.
Half the stadium.
I did like that after the game when they had interviewed Josh. He's like, I saw some people leave. It's okay. We're okay. But maybe have a little faith next time.
Have a little faith.
So my oldest son had a extremely bad headache, and I've had him before, and he's just over there going, rubbing his forehead.
That's because he got pushed in the face by Lamar Jackson.
And he's cheering, and he's like, I'm like, hey, dude, it was about 8 minutes left in the game. And I said, hey, you want to head out? I go, we can leave. I know he's in pain. He goes, I'm in it to win it. I said, all right, man. 7-1-6, we got the ball back.
Somebody punch him in the head because of his name?
Nope. 7-1-6, when we got the ball back, down 15.
Wait.
At 7-16, then they went down and scored, and then they fumbled, and then we went back and scored.
They didn't fumble.
Well, there's a lot of numbers going on. It was Eddie a scoregami, too. Scoregami, guys.
Yeah, but the Bills...
Don't you like that phrase?
It was a scoregami.
But the Bills got the ball back in 7.16 seconds left, down 15. 7-1-6, baby.
I didn't realize that. That's kind of cool.
My kid pointed that out with a headache and all. With a head like that, it would ache me, too.
Let me get this straight. Your kid was watching the game and the clock and said, guess what, Dad? 7
He did. He goes,
16
he goes,
seconds.
Oh, my God, look. He goes, it's 7-1-6, and we got the ball back with down two scores.
He goes,
it's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
He literally called it, and I'm like.
I love it.
All right, man.
I don't think I've heard that anywhere else.
Yeah, me either.
It was. He nice. Called it. I'm like, I got a great picture of me, my two kids, and my nephew.
That's fantastic.
Celebrating. I got to get a picture. It's an awesome picture. Just all of us. My nephew's taken 7 selfies. Click, 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 click.
It was these great. These damn kids are
awesome. It was awesome, though, man. It was a great app. It was loud, yeah. Even with half the freaking stadium
gone. Half the people you figure left?
Yeah, about, I'm going to say about a third. You know, that's over.
Yeah, really?
It's over, you know?
Come on, man.
I try explaining that to my wife one time. We went to the Dallas Cowboys game Monday night. Tony Romo, onside kick.
Yeah.
And she goes, come on, let's go. Game's over. Bills win. I go, all they got to do is get an onside kick and go down and kick a field goal.
And they did.
It wasn't Chan Gailey. I think it was Dick Duron never covered the sidelines. They had no timeouts left.
Down Dick Duron.
It was Dick Duron.
It's a Dick Trickle.
I don't care what Dick Duron.
Dick.
You've been cheating on me.
You've been cheating on me.
I always wanted to use that phrase, but my wife is so not... She is faithful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's
well,
fidel.
But she doesn't find that stuff funny.
No. But if I came home, I would go, I don't care what Dick Duron. I'm waiting for that moment. Don't do it, JoJo. No.
You don't want that to happen.
But I will say it, and I'll laugh to myself. And that's all that matters, right? Oftentimes, I'm the only guy that gets my jokes, right?
Hey.
Nothing wrong with that.
What a game, guys. Yeah. What a game. They pulled it out. I was watching at the end. I'm like, holy crinolies. I am amazed at the
this
end.
This much.
When.
This much.
When Keon got that lucky what the heck in the end zone.
Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing. I mean, that's not really.
They had three wide receivers in the same fucking spot.
It was a stupid play, dude. Bad.
They had Kincaid. They had Shakir Coleman. Yeah. All in this. It was 1, 2, 3.
I think they were throwing to Shakir.
Yeah.
Kincaid got his hand on it, and Coleman caught the damn thing.
It looked like a volleyball play.
You know what Coleman said? He goes, I was really hoping it. That Shakir wasn't going to try and catch it. He goes, because I had it.
That's cool.
Yeah. What the hell?
Because Shakir was right there.
It was. It was 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
He was in the front of the end zone. He was in the middle. He was in the back.
It was a great, great play design. I liked it. Worked like a charm.
How about the three-point conversion? Three-point conversion.
Yes.
We call that a field goal.
Have I had enough to drink yet? All right. The two-point conversion where Keon got pushed out of the back of the end zone, came back in and caught it. I mean, but if you get pushed out, can you come back?
You're supposed to be able to. I think they changed the rule. You can reestablish.
If you run out also, on your own. You can't, but right. If you're pushed out, right. You can't.
But then wouldn't that be pass interference?
That's the other.
Because you got pushed out.
Correct. Right, yeah.
Just asking for a friend.
But, well, or illegal contact, because you're more than 5 yards downfield.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Back of the end zone, 10 yards, yes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But you do have Josh Allen.
It all worked
for
out.
Christ's sakes.
You got Matt Prater. The guy's got blood.
I love Matt.
Could you just bootleg Josh Allen and then give him options to run or throw the ball?
Why not do that?
Just bootleg him. He's the best he could be. He's on any quarter. No, any quarterback.
You save that for against a good team.
No, just do it.
I don't like our tush push. That's not really a tush push. Hey, we're going to go right over.
The left guard.
We're going to go over Edwards again.
The left guard.
We're not really going to push you.
No. No one's pushing you.
We run grab ass.
Right.
No, we're going to get Matt Prater out there to push Josh Allen. The smallest guy on the field. Get Dawson Knox out there.
He took his helmet off to do his interview at the end. It looked like he just finished his science experiment.
He looked like...
Look, the volcano worked.
Honey, I shrunk the kids.
Man, oh man, does that... You nailed it.
He really did.
He just... What the hell's going on?
It looked like his wife just grabbed a freaking bowl off. Honey, we got to cut your hair before you play the game tonight.
You're going to be on television.
We got to cut that hair.
You know, you guys are fashionistas. I get it. But you look at that hairstyle, though, and I said, what the heck is that, man?
I'm wearing my nice Harmony t-shirt.
You know? I love the Harmony. Yeah. Giorgio passed away, last week? Giorgio Armani?
Did he really?
Yeah, 93, I believe it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, well, we had no incidents, no spitting on anybody this week, right?
No, just Jackson going after the fans.
Fan was wrong.
The fan was in the wrong.
Okay,
however,
dude, how about the fan apologizing with a neck brace on? What the fuck?
It's a Bobby Brady incident. That's a Brady Bunch episode. Heck?
Drop
the briefcase in the courtroom and he turns his neck.
Yes.
Well, come on. No, what are you talking about now? The fan has a neck brace.
He had a neck brace on. He apologized, but I heard he was suing Lamar Jackson anyways. He's not going to win.
You talk about deep pocket.
Yeah, but you're not going to win.
No.
You know what it was? Some lawyer seeing this happen.
Siegel, Kelleher, and Kahn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4.
Hurt in the stadium? Let's see if we can win again.
Yeah, we got a caller here tonight.
888-888-888.
Hello, Mom. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm on the air.
Again?
Yeah. We got you here.
You mean the guys are there?
Yeah. Well, where are you?
Sitting on my couch.
Okay. What's going on there, Ma?
I was wondering if I could come up and pick your brain.
Oh, I might need my brain for a little while.
I'm sort of being harassed by a male person.
Oh.
I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, where is this occurring? At home?
Yes. but I need to come and explain.
Is it on the phone or?
In person.
Okay, why don't you come on over, Mom? Sit on the couch down in the living room, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll be down and talk to you in a little while, okay?
Oh, all right.
Why don't you come over here, or we'll be done here in about an hour. All right, we'll take a selfie. All right, Mom, thanks. You come on over, okay? And we'll talk it over. We'll have maybe a hot dog on a grill, okay?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, thanks, Mom. Bye-bye. I love you.
All right. We need to whoop somebody's ass.
I'm ready.
What's going on? What is going on with this world?
Dude, I'm ready to whoop some ass.
What is going on?
These people are just effed up. No, everybody. No, nobody just wants to keep their mouth shut and just go on with your life. I don't care what you do.
I know that was a big mood breaker.
No, but I don't care what anybody does. Just go on with your... But we all got Mama Jude's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to thump something.
I know.
Okay, I got a... would you guys?
Yes.
Would you?
What's the question?
I'm going to give it to you right now. Would you have gave Dallas Cowboys two first-round draft picks and Ed Oliver for Micah Parsons?
Well, yeah, because Ed Oliver's hurt.
No, before, I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
No. Two first-rounders?
Yeah.
It's getting too expensive. We can't do it. No. We need our young guys. We need to flip them. We need to do that.
Even though you're most likely going to be picking in the 30th.
29 to 32.
Well, let's hope that your guys are correct, right? We haven't beat the Jets yet, right? We've got a big game coming up this week.
It's just a question because I've been...
My answer is no.
No.
And I'll tell you why. And I just did. The cap, that we don't have the money to be spending on Micah Parsons. You know, and because...
Would you have given up Greg Rousseau, has $20 million towards a cap, and then...
I might do that.
Would you have done that?
I don't think that one. Well, you know what? Honestly, I would have.
They're in the same draft class, I believe.
You need an absolute game changer on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Parsons, 100%. Dude, look what he's doing for the
Packers. And he's playing, seven plays a game, and he's just dominating whenever he's playing.
Parsons.
Yeah, Parsons.
I didn't catch last night. Me neither, but
I watched the first game, and He was all over the place.
And he's been Penny Sewell his entire career. He's
am I right?
Well, yeah. You know,
that was against the Lions.
Jerry Jones has got Kerr Elam, so he's all set.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's all set.
Kerr Elam?
Kerr Elam.
Who's starting for them?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That Deron Bland is hurt.
Well, we don't
Trayvon
have...
Trayvon Diggs, they don't even like.
Look what we have. I don't know, man.
I know. But Elam is not, he was not the answer here.
Look, Zay Flowers was wide open. Wide open. You know?
I think that was a lot of broken second level.
We have a safety problem.
I think that was a lot of second level coverage breakdown.
There was some blitzing going on too. No, so we need our opinion. I agree.
In my opinion, it was a second level because a lot of his were coming across the middle of the field and nobody picked them up. That means linebackers. Corners on the opposite side of the field, dropping somebody and going to somebody.
Uh-huh.
And I think the second-year guy from Utah, Bishop not a bad game. But I think who played a really bad game?
Taylor Rapp played a terrible game.
I think they both did. I think Bishop was pretty bad at a lot of the times, too.
But come on, man.
He couldn't even keep
up
with a 250-pound running back.
But Taylor...
Taylor
Rapp was taking the wrong angle.
Right.
You learned that in peewee football,
I'm not
dude.
Sure if you ever... Yeah, I understand. No. Yeah.
Angles.
But you're a math Henry's guy. Not exactly, he's not exactly lumbering. Henry can move.
But it's
I know. He's incredible.
Yeah.
He looks like he's lumbering. He does. But a guy can move.
Yeah, but he's moving at 36 miles an hour.
Did you see the training montage with him dragging chains and pickup trucks up a hill?
Yeah.
And he was just...
That was my truck. I was trying to outrun him and he couldn't do it.
And it broke away. You drove away in the truck. But the chain was attached at one point. And there he is running up. This guy's a freight train,
That's
right?
That's where my chain went.
31. Is he 31?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Gosh dang it.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive. Yeah. Him and Lamar together, that's tough to stop.
How do you not go for it on fourth and three?
Well, you're on your own 35.
Okay, you get, but you're giving the ball back to Josh Allen.
They can't stop.
They have not stopped him the whole fourth quarter.
They cannot stop.
I was terrified they were going to go for it. Because
why do you not, though?
And he did that when they played... his brother. They played the Chargers on Monday night last year.
All right. And they lost. For it. And they didn't get it.
Oh, no. They got it. He went for it inside his own 20 and got it. And they were like, that was kind of ballsy there.
Harbaugh?
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. I just didn't want to give him the ball back. I didn't quite realize we were inside our own 20.
I'm surprised he didn't do it then.
So he's a ballsy coach. He'll do that.
I don't follow him.
Yeah, but
him
he's
much.
Also stupid.
I think
at times.
At
times he gets stupid.
I think they let their foot off the pedal.
I think you're right. Well, the fumble screwed him, man.
The fumble hurt, but then they went three and out, and they just they couldn't.
I can't believe we actually stopped him there.
Right.
Three and out. That was
pretty
amazing.
They didn't play Henry. They had Hill in the backfield for three plays. They tried a stupid trick play a la the Bills. A wide receiver reverse, and he loses yards.
They outthought themselves.
Just give the ball to Henry. The guy is averaging 8.4 yards a carry.
Wait.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, that's such a good sound.
Hold on a minute. The math says what? How many yards to get a first down, gentlemen?
Yeah, it's just 10.
Okay.
And if you're getting 8 yards a crack, you can probably get it on second down.
Okay, thank you. Just asking. I mean, I'm glad they didn't.
Oh, me too.
And Josh Allen balled out.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I love the guy. I mean, he played. That was... He nailed them throws, dude. Dude, he looks so calm. Did he not look calm?
Yeah.
Like, pew, pew, pew. Here we go.
That throw to Palmer was...
And, hey, you guys lived through it, too. I listened to Chris Collinsworth actually say good things about... He goes, you know, is there any question about who's MVP right now after this game? Can you believe what happened? He goes, this is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Chris Collinsworth. Wow.
I still don't like him.
Yeah.
But you know,
I'm glad I didn't have to listen to him.
No.
Well, I was at the game.
Oh, you're at the game, yeah.
Not once did we hear, that's a 300-pound guy and a 250, that's 700 pounds of running back. No. Okay.
That's close enough, though.
Okay. Yeah.
That's close enough.
Yeah, you got your brain scrambled a few times. I get it.
I have a way of putting Chris Brown on, you know, and lining it up. The feeds in and it's hard. And I told my wife I would spare her of that. And I'm going to listen to Chris. For game one, I go, he doesn't have enough fodder. We haven't made enough mistakes yet for him to rub it in our faces. So I'm just going to let it rip.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to it.
He wasn't overly Buffalo bashing, so that was good.
Right.
He was just, kind of is annoying.
How was Mike Tirico? He's pretty good. Do you
I like Tirico for sure.
I heard him call the play, you know, listen to it on the on the phone and the interweb.
Al Michaels and Tirico are probably my two favorite guys. Al's getting up there.
I do like Jim Nance.
Yeah.
I do.
Jim Nance is good at everything.
Yeah.
He is.
There isn't nothing he can't call. Right. And I do like Tony Romo. Everybody does not like Tony
Romo. I don't mind Romo at all. I don't mind Aikman and Buck. I think that's a good little pairing.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I like Romo because the guy literally will call a play. He's like, this is what they're going to do next. And,
and then they freaking do it.
I just like, what?
Over on our sister station this weekend, GR550. As you like to say, our sister station.
Loved
it. We have no, anyways.
Yeah.
We have no relationship at all. But. There was a caller that said there's AI. You can take AI and you can make videos of people saying things or doing things. And some of it's illegal and there's a lot of stuff, mischievous things. But he said, what if we did this? If we took last night's game, this was Monday, right? Last night's Sunday night game, and took Van Miller's voice and had him call the final five plays of the game and hear his voice doing it as he would call it. You know?
She's back.
What do you guys think of that as AI?
That'd be great. Right?
Yeah. I don't want to ruin the... It's fantastic. It's fandemonium.
Fandemonium, which I did not know this. He didn't coin that.
No?
No.
I thought he did.
Oh, it was Daryl Talley?
Really?
Yeah, it was one of the Bills on the field said fandemonium. Yeah.
Oh, called it.
That's what I thought, too. But that was not the case.
We'll get you.
Oh, Judy, we have another stowaway in the studio tonight, don't we?
I think she just likes coming up here on Fridays.
I guess.
I don't blame her.
The call-in was...
I think it's me.
There you go. You got to put on your...
I think it's me. She misses me.
It's the cologne.
I miss you.
That's true. I can smell you coming in the driveway, Jerry.
It's the back stuff I have on.
High karate?
Yeah.
Ben Gay?
No, it's not Ben Gay. Not yet. I'm about...
You?
About an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
An hour now.
About an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, the wife helped me.
Are you guys on time or are you early?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, no, we're late. Actually, no. We're late starting. Yeah,
we're late.
So we went through. Mom, you beat Jerry.
You beat me
on the big bet. I was out because I got the wrong. I picked the wrong team. I picked the
Scott's so, still a loser.
I picked the Baltimore Colts. No, Baltimore Ravens.
The Colts.
Yeah, I picked the Baltimore Ravens.
No, the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Brown Stars.
Yeah. They are the Cleveland
The Rusty
Browns.
Trombone Players.
It's 30th anniversary is their game on Sunday of leaving.
So we are doing this now.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
All right. The crowd loves us here.
Okay. I want to pick your brain.
In front of a live audience.
Years ago.
This is going to be quite the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Go back in time.
Sit down on the couch here, Judy, and let's talk about it.
Oh, turn off.
Yep.
We're doing this, man. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you.
You're all right.
My complaints.
Yes.
Yes, so you might want to wait until we got 1 hour left. Okay.
Or you can say it without names.
We can talk about the weather. And we can say whether you give a shit or not.
I don't give a damn, my dog.
Because your friends are here and your son named Scott. No one gives a flying screw. What you say or what you do. It's the Buffalo Bills football talk tonight. Yeah, nobody gets shot here tonight, right? There's been a bad week.
Had a
bad week this week. We're trying to keep it levity and have a beer. And chill out for a little bit. We'll get to your point, okay?
Yes.
Oh.
We're not going to divulge this now.
Yes.
Oh, not? Okay.
Okay.
No.
Helmets on.
No, we're going to talk about it later.
Yes.
You're going to wait till I get cocked.
No.
And no, we're going to get cocked, and then we got some people to take care of.
Yes. We'll be right back after this. All right, guys.
You get bragging rights for beating me, which, you know what?
That's like beating a little blind kid.
It's not very hard. It's not hard. Yeah.
I can't use these.
You put them on top of your head.
They won't stay.
They will if you put the thing on top.
But they won't stay. My head's too little.
No, you have... It's
no, fun. You got to put it like this.
Here, adjust right. Those four. Right. There you go. Like that. Put it on just top like of your that. Ear. See, you'll mess up your hair, but it'll stay there.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, but your hair looks fabulous. Look at mine. Does mine look all right?
See how we wear them?
Beautiful, honey.
All right. Welcome back, Mama Jude. It's 2 weeks in a row. Crazy.
Yeah, and she beat me. Whatever. Rub it in.
Mama,
you know what? She's been around the earth longer than I have. She knows more than I do.
She does more spins.
Spin every day.
She knows more than I do. I just fake it.
So here.
Yes.
Here's the deal.
That's what Brenda does.
Nobody really wins anything with this. We talked about, what did we keep a
I
count?
I told her to keep that secret.
Were we going to keep a count on this and at the end of the year?
I think we need to.
At the end of the year?
Yeah, because this one is like kind of interesting. These ones, so around the NFL.
I think we should.
Oh, yeah.
Because we'll just go to gyms and whatever.
You get a free night of drinking or something.
Sure. Right?
Whatever. What are we going to do?
Pack a gum.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Six chicken wings.
Yeah.
We have time.
Yeah.
To figure out what we want to do.
We have time.
Yeah. Six right wings. None of them left ones.
Time in a bottle.
She knows her
crotch. I'd like to do.
And Croce is my mother's favorite singer for you. Hey. Here we are on a fantastic Friday. Talking Buffalo Bills.
So Larry's got the first win of the season.
Larry has the first win. I'm DQ'd. No. Even if I had the low score because I picked the wrong team, that's what I'm going to do there. You don't get
DQ'd. You get laughed at and publicly mocked.
You will get stoned in a public square.
Not the first time.
I saw him getting stoned in the public garage earlier.
Hey now.
Hey.
That wouldn't be the first time. All right, so that's the big bet on the board. We'll keep track of who wins the big bet.
Yeah.
This week you win one, so there's 18 big bets, right?
All right.
Unless you want to count the playoffs.
Well, Super
17.
Bowl.
I've already got the 18-team season in my head. 17.
Yeah, we'll do 17, and then we'll maybe...
A Super Bowl pick.
Which they will be.
We should make it count.
I got Buffalo and Green Bay. That was my early pick.
17 plus two playoff games is 19. That'll be 20 picks.
20 games. 20 games.
20 picks. They're going to get the one seed, so they don't have to play the extra one.
Well, the big bet goes to Larry. So we'll circle that. Hey, and guess what? If we go around the NFL around the NFL last week, guys.
I don't feel that I did very well last week.
Oh, I think it did great. I think it did great.
How did we do?
Week one, right? Well, is this one? That's last week's show. I don't want to play that. What am I doing?
Week one peaks.
That's the one. So we go in here. We could go. We zoom
are
out.
Are they peaks?
So you guys in the Chiefs, Chargers.
Oh,
is mom. Your Scott and mom picked the Chiefs.
Scott and mom picked the Chiefs.
You get the big L's on that one.
Yowzer.
Yeah. So if you look around the, you know, it.
Scott pulled a big one on the Buccaneers.
I did. I was the only guy picking the Bucs. Yeah, but it still kept me. Okay, so this week. There's the scores down at the bottom. We get to the scores.
Yeah.
There we go. Larry's the big wiener.
I should have won that Browns one. Did you see how they lost?
Well, the same way that Bills won.
They lost in such a Browns fashion. It's like a 40-some yard field goal that they missed with a minute and a half to go.
No, I think it doinked. Wasn't that the first doink?
Oh, yeah.
That was the first doink of the year?
It can doink, but it still missed.
Yeah. But it doinked.
That wasn't Prater.
You say tomato, I say tomato, huh?
Yeah. See, that's how close it was. It was like 1 inch, kind of like Prater. Mm-hmm. 1 inch to the left, it would have went in.
So Jerry comes up plus five. Scott's plus two. Mama Jude, you were minus four.
Ooh.
You picked minus four. So yeah, you were.
Good job, Mama.
Four in a hole, but
that's
all
right.
Okay. That's fine.
Next week, I won't take the birds or anything red.
Bird, bird, bird.
Bird, bird.
The bird is a word.
Bird is a word.
That's a Family Guy's favorite tune.
The bird?
Bird, bird, bird. Bird is a word. Oh, yeah.
Family Guy.
Yeah. Peter Griffin. Peter Griffin is a... He's somebody to model your life after a little legend. Bit. Isn't he a legend?
He is a legend.
Mom, Dad, I'm a lesbian. I love that episode.
There's so many good episodes, man. I gotta love that show. I just do.
What channel was on Thursday Night Football?
Amazon Prime.
Got to be on the Prime internet world.
Yeah.
Prime?
Yeah. It's the end of the society.
But you know what the good thing is? When the Bills play next week, Thursday, you'll see it on Channel 4.
Okay.
Is it 4 or 7?
You'll see it on one of those channels. It'll be a local channel.
They'll make it local.
I tried to find I couldn't find it. All I found was high school boys football. And
Do you know who won in the high school football game?
No.
Oh, just curious.
Because I didn't.
Who was playing?
I couldn't tell you that either.
The Canisius Golden Griffs.
Football. I goes, no.
No, that's a wrong one.
It's not Pembroke, so.
It's the wrong one.
Oh, boy.
The Dragon Trojans.
We're waiting.
Yeah. Well.
I brought that back. Why not, right?
Well, no.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I do like my soundboard. So we're going to go around the NFL again.
Oh, boy.
Right. So this week, let's talk about what the matchup with the Jets, right? How do we match up with the Jets?
Oh, that's the end of it.
No.
Or we're not making our picks, right?
No, we're not making our picks yet. Oh, we're talking about the game, this coming game.
Oh,
Yeah.
You scared me a little bit.
No. We're going to do some Buffalo Bills talk, I think, here, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's talk about the game. No. Let's talk about the game. We talked about the past game, right? We talked about Josh Allen becoming the MVP.
Prematurely ejaculations.
No,
we're not doing that. Gardner, is he questionable this week?
Is that Sauce?
Sauce Gardner. Sauce? I think he might be questionable, actually.
He's a pretender.
The great pretender.
He's a pretender.
Wait.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The running back, Keanu Ngwahu.
Sure.
Hamstring, did not practice.
Michael Carter.
Ruled out.
The running back or the safety?
Safety.
Okay.
Josh.
Sauce Gardner groin. Josh, limited.
Yeah.
He's off the injury report and is good to go for week 2.
Okay.
Groin.
Good. Groin. Injury.
That's right.
Mason Taylor.
So how about them Dolphins before we get to the Bills real quick?
The other cornerback's questionable too, Michael Carter.
Dude.
The Dolphins might be the worst team in the league.
Dude. What? I thought the Saints were bad. The Dolphins. I'm thinking McDaniels gets fired by week 6.
He's lost the team. I mean, he literally
said. He's terrible.
They have a cornerback named Storm Duck.
Who's that?
The injury report, the Miami Dolphins.
It's Howard's son.
Oh, the Storm Duck. Oh, yeah. Storm. Yeah, hey, Storm.
His middle name's Drain.
Well, the Bears slide down nicely. On a Friday. here we are.
Dolphins are terrible, dude.
We got Judas.
I can't wait till Thursday because they're bad.
Their defense is. If Daniel Jones can do that to them, what is the MVP going to do?
But how do you go out after the game and say, the guys just didn't really show up to play today and, they just maybe they weren't amped up enough for the opener.
Maybe
if you can't be amped up for the opener,
I don't know.
You've quit on your coach.
Maybe because you suck as a coach.
Yeah, he's terrible. They haven't done anything of circumstance since they hung 70 on the Broncos.
Landon Jackson didn't
since
look too
then
hot,
they've been terrible.
By the way,
Landon Jackson did not play.
Oh, okay.
He was on the.
Was he inactive?
Yeah.
He was
one of the inactive.
Yeah. Sanders and Walker did.
Sanders.
But they're going to have to bring up a defensive tackle.
Jordan Phillips. Boom.
Probably. Most likely.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Couldn't ask for anybody.
He wants to be here. He loves it. Okay.
He's going to probably have a snorkel coat on.
Oh, yeah.
Practicing in 90-degree weather.
snorkel coat. Yeah. Waiting for the bus. Yeah. Like we had in January, a blizzard of 77 in our snorkel coats.
Moon boots weren't out then yet, were they? 77? No, they were in the 80s.
Only the Klecklers had those.
The moon. And in television.
Yeah, they had
everything.
Everything.
They had a color TV.
Uh-huh.
They had the great BMX bikes that broke in half. We had the Huffies that never broke.
Yeah, Thunder Road, baby. They never broke in half.
They never broke. The Huskies. Doug had the purple one with the freaking banana seat.
That was
remember
weird.
That, yeah, that was
purple,
awesome.
The purple one.
The purple with the banana seat.
God,
I had my brother's bike that my father took apart and made it into a girl's sling so I could ride his bike and didn't have to buy a new bike.
And her father was a welder.
And my father
was a welder.
He cut the frame and rerouted some tubing.
Rode it around the village of Corfu.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, do you remember my...
The semi?
No, the bike.
That was Kathy. Kathy had the semi.
I didn't have a bike. I just never had a bike. Somebody had an old frame. Do you remember this?
Dude, this is kind of...
No, do you remember this?
It's a little teary-eyed.
Somebody had an old frame. Somebody had some rims and a seat. And we literally... It was just put together, that bike.
It was a little teary-eyed thinking about this.
You remember that, Doug.
It was special.
The whole neighborhood.
No, but you remember it. Somebody had a frame. I don't know, the Klecklers. You guys might have had the tires.
Yeah, but...
And it's like...
Because it was $50 for a bicycle back then. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
You know, good old Mel and Carol didn't have that, you know?
Probably not.
Thanks, Larry.
Dude. On it.
In retrospect, Mom, I was spoiled. For sure. For damn sure. But there's people to look up to like the Klecklers, you know? But then there's people that I'm not gonna say I look down my nose at you, Jerry. But I'm gonna say, holy shit! That's why I say I'm a little teary-eyed. Oh my god, this guy had to have a bicycle by parts by people.
It was like a Frankenstein of bikes, man.
It really was.
It was.
Did it work?
It was the best bike ever, man.
Actually,
I loved it.
But you know, that's awesome.
I loved it. No, all the buddies got together and they made a bike.
And he could ride a bike too, that makes all the difference.
Yes.
You know, you got to know how to ride.
Yes, you can ride a bike.
He was good.
We all could ride a bike.
He spent a lot of time with a giant cast on his freaking leg though.
It's tough to ride a bike with a cast.
It was a full length. You had a big cast.
Yeah, remember that?
Did you fell off the bike?
He broke his hip. Yeah. He was like young.
Oh yeah, you weren't around in school then.
No.
You didn't never knew that?
No.
No.
Come on.
You remember.
We've known each other how long? Yeah, you knew.
Long.
He was wiped out. He was probably what? How old were you?
I was 9 years old. I was in third grade. It was the first day of baseball season.
When you were in third grade, I was negative
two. And Doug.
Wait.
And Doug was my coach.
Oh.
And I was.
Not that.
I loved baseball.
Yeah.
Youngster.
Oh, my God. I loved baseball as a kid.
Right.
I was so amped up.
What
baseball?
You played like...
It was t-shirt. No, we didn't. It was our first opening day of practice.
Did you say you played like shit?
You played second base.
And then next thing you know, I'm sliding down the railing in school.
I played second fiddle.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I broke my hip.
Down the railing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I should be a millionaire right now.
Jerry used to like riding the pole.
The banister.
No, I should be a millionaire. But... My father had a shitty lawyer.
Here you go. 2 12-packs of Miller Lite.
I think it was Old Milwaukee's Best. Or Jenny Cream Ale.
Here's a $100 gift certificate to Kelly's.
Yeah. It was Milwaukee's Best or something, right? Was it?
Well, probably back in 79, it probably was Jenny Cream Ale.
It could have been.
It probably was Cream Ale.
It was just something that said beer on it.
Yeah. We would want
beer. like the Simpsons.
It was even before that,
beer.
Though.
Generic.
But we couldn't play yard football until the dishes were done, and it was his chore to do. So we would go over to his house and do the dishes with him. And dry them. Like one of us would dry them.
Larry, not one of these guys at their houses... Not Dave, Steve, Doug, or
chores.
Not one of them.
I'm spoiled. That's what I'm saying.
Not one of them.
Mom did all that.
Not one of them did anything. They didn't have to mow the lawn. They didn't have to rake the lawn. They did not have to shovel the driveway.
There was some shoveling. We shoveled.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? Oh. I'm the only boy at the time. My brother was too little. And my old man said if the driveway wasn't shoveled by the time he got home. And that's when we had shovels.
Shovels?
No, but we had shovels and the snow would stick to the shovel. And you go to throw. And I'm like, question over here.
It still
Dad?
Does that.
And he's like, what? I go, could some of the sisters help out? It's a man's job. I'm like,
he's
why?
Right.
I go, why do I have to do dishes? It's a man's job. I'm like,
son of a.
I go, this huh? sucks.
So you turned in Huck Finn and brought your friends over to shovel?
But then, wait.
No, they wanted me to play football.
Or and I'm hockey. Like, it was hockey.
Or hockey.
Wintertime.
And I'd be like, I got a rake first. All of a sudden, all these guys got rakes. And my old man didn't care. He's like, getting the lawn raked.
It was brilliant.
Smashing cans.
It was your dad.
Remember
was
smashing cans?
Your dad was brilliant. He really was.
But I was the only kid that had to do a chore. Out of all of the buddies I rode. Yes.
There was. We didn't really have too much.
No, you didn't.
I know.
That's
what
fine.
I'm saying. There's nose look up, nose look
yes.
down.
And I'm lower class.
Clecklers were there. Stranger maybe here.
And I was I'm a peasant.
You were a serf beyond the walls.
Yeah, I was a peasant.
I don't like playing with Jerry because I get blisters.
Oh, me fingers?
They're like, I got to work. Like, guys, I can't do it until I get my dishes done. They're like, my old man comes out of the living room looking. He's got all the two string boys, the two Kleckler boys.
We were doing
dishes.
Yeah. If there was a picture of that,
I
wonder if your mom or somebody's got a picture of that.
I
that
wish
would be
they
funny.
Did. That would be hilarious.
I would love to see that. And now mom's going, you did what?
You did dishes at the Cox's?
This is ridiculous.
You did never helped me.
I used to help my girlfriend because she couldn't go out and play with me until
see?
She got her work done. I didn't have anything to do. My mom did it.
See?
And so
she would
do dishes and I would dry them.
See?
And then she had to clean her bedroom and I helped with that. Then she had to go clean the living room. The kitchen was mom's domain. And
see, I'm telling you.
Then when she had to plunge the toilet, I went home.
Yeah.
My
I'm
own,
not doing it.
We just, I had to do laundry, hang it outside in the summertime.
Yes. Yes, we had.
Tough times.
Tough times back in the day, but it made us better people. Did it not?
I'm a great. That's it's why fine. All the kids at work don't do a goddamn thing. And guess who does it all? Me.
I don't know what the kids do anymore.
You work at MGA?
No, I work at Raymar Steel.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
I just confused
it's the same.
For a second.
Yes.
It
yes,
is the
yes.
same. It is the same.
The young people
today. So the Bills against the Jets.
Yeah, I think the key to the game
stop
is...
Stop Breece Hall.
Our offensive line and defensive line.
Stop Breece Hall.
Yep.
Don't get run over.
Our linebackers need to have better run fits. Because they looked terrible.
They did. But
our linebackers played terrible.
Milano.
But their linemen were able to get out onto our linebackers.
That's it.
It's
D-line is supposed to clog those guys up and let Milano run free.
Did
and
you
they hear, played a whole
excuse
lot
me,
of...
Did you hear that they had full pads on Wednesday?
This week?
Mm-hmm. The Jets did?
No, the Bills went full pads.
Heard that, actually.
Full pads. McDermott.
I did hear
he was like, no, no, no.
I mean, the Jets-Steelers game was a pretty good game. But yeah. Is it just because they're both bad?
But I think they'll do a better job against Breece Hall because he's not as physical. He has that speed.
Yeah.
But I think the Bills' defense just struggles with that big physical back. They've always have.
Everyone does. That who matches up now, well against Baltimore?
All right. Now... You got this was a thing that I heard and I was shocked by because Travis Henry runs over the Bills every time he plays. Every single time he plays. Remember choke slamming? Who was the Josh Norman?
It was Josh Norman.
Yeah, he just, yeah.
He always gets somebody with a
choke slam.
He did it to Bishop this week. He just makes him look stupid.
Yeah.
He's never won in Buffalo.
Never. 0-4.
Yeah. How is that even possible?
Well, because we have number 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was MVP this week.
I love Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. He was the AFC player. Offensive player of the week.
Who got the defensive player of the week?
The AFC?
No, yeah, for the AFC. Why was it not Ed Oliver?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
For crying out loud.
I don't know
Force
who it was.
Fumble.
They gave up 40 points.
But he played phenomenal.
Let's see.
It does. It's the player, not team.
I know.
Then Josh Allen gave up. the team gave up 40.
I don't think out there Buffalo is cast a favorite team for announcers.
I think they are.
They are now.
Jim Nance loves Bills Mafia.
The AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Jim Nance does? Yes, loves him.
Is Foy Olakum.
What?
Who? Of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You got a little on your lip there.
I'm sorry. He received this honor for his outstanding performance. The Jaguars' 26-10 victory over the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, Foy. Foy Olukan. Olukan. That's his name. I don't know. There you go. He's the guy. Josh Allen.
I'm sad you asked.
What a game by a quarterback. I don't remember. I mean, the Frank Reich game was pretty wild, right? But it was... I mean, this.
I was at that game, and
everybody. There was 100,000 people, 200,000.
No, I was. I got an eyewitness. We were gonna leave, and he goes.
I still have a ticket stub,
and I
like that.
We never left, and that was still better. I think.
Which one? Oh,
the Frank Reich one, absolutely, because it was a playoff game.
I mean, just coming back from that many points.
Yeah,
but this is.
It's pretty good.
Right up there, man. It was it was impressive. Just don't. I mean, I can't believe people left. People left that game too.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Remember they were climbing over the fence.
And they ended up letting them back in. I guess people tried getting back in and they said, nope, you guys are done.
Yeah. Have a little faith. I love that, you know. I thought he was going to eat some crow for them words right there. I listened
to
the post-game.
Somebody.
I didn't go to bed till 1 a.m. I listened to the post-game.
Yeah, because at that point, I was jacked.
Me too. I almost wanted to break over. I'll tell you.
I got home at 1:20.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Dude, it was a long day. 1 o'clock. I'm like, I'm glad I'm off tomorrow. Guess what time I was up?
Oh, you took off.
Guess what time I was up?
Well, you wake up at 4 o'clock, so you're up at 5.
My wife left at 7:30. I was up at 7:15. She goes, hey, dumbass, your radio's on your phone.
Oh,
I have listened to GR, the post-game show.
Yeah.
And I go, whatever. And then I hear the dog. I'm like, all right, whatever. I guess I'm going to get up and put on ESPN and watch all these people... bow down to Josh Allen. Yeah. And that was great.
It was good. Stephen A. Smith, too. Yeah. I watched that. Oh, yeah.
All them guys.
Josh kept us cool.
Josh is awesome.
He is awesome.
He doesn't make the ill. I mean, he threw one that should have been picked and was dropped. But I don't remember two.
The one was picked in the end zone for the 2-point.
Right.
No, I don't count that one, but there was...
Yeah, I don't count that. That didn't count, actually.
That doesn't count as an interception, does it?
It does not.
It's a failed extra point. Exactly. Extra point.
Yep. I
would like to see Brady call a few more play actions, and I would like to see under center, and I'd like to see motion, pre-snap motion. I didn't see a ton of that. And you in the front.
Could I...
Jerry?
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
First time caller, long time listener.
I would really like to see Joe Brady stop throwing these screen passes to these wide receivers. Just throw them downfield first, and then we can throw some screens. Don't throw screens first, and then throw it downfield. No, I'm done with the wide receiver screens.
He started scared.
Done.
He didn't expect the Bills line to hold up.
Done.
So he wanted to get it out quick.
It didn't work last year at Baltimore. They tried it. Done. I'm done with it. Stop.
But once they start going down.
I can't.
Stop, Jerry. I like that one too.
First time, long time.
Yeah. But I think that's what he was. I think he was afraid. And you can't coach afraid.
I'm done with those.
And when you just have to allow Josh to assert his will on the other team. Just go get him. We're going to throw it down your throat. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to run it down your throat. Whatever the game plan is, take it to him.
Don't throw the ball downfield.
Correct.
Then, once they start doing that, right? They're throwing the ball. Then you can do a wide receiver screen. Right.
Because you're being aggressive.
Because they're like...
They're on their heels at that point. 100%.
Can we do like crossing patterns? Can we do a crossing pattern? Can we put somebody in the slot with a crossing pattern, please?
As long as it's not Travis Kelce.
No, a 4-yard route. I mean, I'm talking.
He killed a guy.
He did.
Can we do a quick pop pass with a cross in a slot because so it confuses a linebacker with a corner.
Can we pick
and do that? Because just that is basic football. That is basic.
So you're
put
saying,
the guy in the slot and the guy in the split end and have him go bing, bang, do a cross, quick cross, talking 3-4 yards deep, hit him, gets maybe 5 yards, 6 yards.
More.
It's quick.
Or more.
And they're going, hey, how do you do that? Because Tom Brady made a living out of it. Tom Brady
and those guys
made
run after
a
the catch.
Living. Oh, occasionally you break a tackle and you go for 30.
Or the guy falls down and you're gone.
But we're not doing that. We're going, hey, we're going to grease the field and go for the post. We're running the long route here. Or we're going to do a 3 yard in the backfield kind of screen thing. Stupid. Oh, back to the line of scrimmage, 3 and out. We punt again. And we do that. And there's too much of that.
And you're up 7-0 or 7-3. And then you go 3 and out. And now you're down 17-7.
That's not where you want to be.
You're ahead in the score.
Yeah.
Go and score more. Just keep scoring. I don't care if it's a field goal.
Yeah. At this
so
point,
it's 10-10.
With this
now you're
team,
not out of the game.
With this team, just outscore people.
You got to be like the Bengals.
Keep rolling.
You have to be like the Bengals.
We got a couple guys coming back from a 6-game suspension. So in week 6,
that'll have
seven.
It'll be after our bye week.
Yeah. After week 8.
Which is fine,
week 7 is
because that's when Harrison will be back after week 8. Yeah, I guarantee it.
That Ogunjobi, not Ogunjobi, that Hecht.
Height.
No, just, he's coming off the edge.
Oh, no.
No.
Good grief, man.
He's off the edge.
He did look he looked really good.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's coming back in week 8.
Oh, Kenobi.
Luke.
Help us, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Luke, you are my brother.
I agree.
That's what Christian McCaffrey says to his brother.
Luke, I'm your father.
You are my brother.
Ah. Wow.
The rabbit crazy. Holes we go. The rabbit holes we go.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Drinking, smoking, you know, high weed, anything you want to pick.
Still it. Here we are on a Friday night. Buffalo Bills football. This
on
is
a great weather, Western New York.
Blessed.
Great weather.
1 p.m. game this weekend. Which I like.
I have a celebration of life to go to at 1 o'clock. Who does that on Sunday during footballs? I don't care.
Celebration of life.
Yeah, it's somebody's dad.
That's hard.
Yeah, but I don't care if it's at a bar or not. But
you have earbuds or something, or
the game will be on, right?
It's going to be on, but
behind the pastor,
I'm going to be down at the bar. It's at the Polish Falcons. And I'm
that's okay.
You're fine.
But
I got to be there. And I'm like,
you're good.
So I'm going to be right down at the bar. I'm going to watch the game and my wife can stay upstairs and say her condolences to the family.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who does it on a Sunday?
Well,
during football season.
That's a hard thing.
No, it's not.
Well,
do it on a fucking Monday. Pardon the French.
There's been a lot of bridal showers and stupider shit.
Oh, Joycelyn's got a baby shower to go to on Sunday. And on a Sunday?
No.
Yeah, enjoy the baby shower.
Oh, I'll be home.
No, not you. Her. Enjoy it, Joycelyn.
I'm
enjoy
out.
It.
Yeah. I'm out.
Kramer. I'm out.
Yeah,
definitely not the master of his domain.
No, I'm just, it's just like, whatever. So I'm going, I might make the first half, then I'm going to beat feet and go home and watch the second half.
Hell, I would sit down and dig my feet in and I'm there for the long haul.
I hate watching it with other people like that. I've been to gyms a couple times and I want to murder people.
We did a game once.
We went to the gym. But
I may
I've
end
been
up
down
there
to,
on Sunday just for the listeners at home.
At the local.
I may end up at gyms on Sunday.
All right, man.
Okay, if the listeners are at home, go to gyms. Could you just watch the game and stop being the coach?
No.
Stop being a coach because you've never played football before, women.
There's some peeps.
There's some women. Just saying.
I know.
Names aren't going to be brought up.
Nope.
Just just watch the
Come
game.
Come on down to Jim Saloon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's run around the league
here. Let's run the league.
All right, let's do it, Anna.
I got a lead to pad.
Yeah. You do have a lead to pad.
Oh, that's a little cocky.
A little cocky. Is it?
A little cocky. In my Cossacks.
A little cocky, aren't you there, you little Cossacks. Cocky. You little cocky cock.
Oh, you little cock soaker. You're a cork soaker.
Ah, yes, here we are. Another fantastic weekend. Aren't you glad you stopped, Ma? Right?
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to stay.
You're fine.
Really, well,
you're fine.
You need to stay.
No, you need to stay.
Because we'll have a discussion.
But by the way, we all took Green Bay last night.
Yeah.
I know we all did.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You were going to.
I left myself out.
No, you were going to.
So that's why you're... No, I'm not going to. No, I really forgot about the game. I'm not going to do that. But it doesn't matter because if you don't bet on it, you're not up or down.
Okay.
So, I mean, I missed out. I probably would have picked Green Bay. Right?
Yeah, you would have. But I get you, though.
But I'm not going to do it because you guys did the text. I'm like, oh, I look at it today. I'm like, bah! What am I?
Bastards!
You guys are on it. I'm like, how are they on it? And I'm not, you know?
You're off from work. You're like retired.
Well, yeah, when you're retired, you don't know what day it is.
It could be Monday. It could be Tuesday.
I think every day is Friday.
Every day is Friday night. Near all right.
Yeah. I was down at John's place having coffee, and nobody said nothing about a game.
John's place.
I stopped down at Daryl's Auto to have some coffee.
You wait, I'm going to be doing that. That's where I'm headed.
I'm going to be down to Daryl's.
I'm headed to me and Johnny. Yep.
I'm going to be having some coffee and some cigs.
Yeah, I'm going to start smoking.
On location.
I'm going to start smoking again, you know. Just, take a drag of this.
You know, it's not so bad, man.
That's a good one. You got the Marlboro.
I was down to Daryl's sucking on a fag.
Pumping a fag. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is so old school, the reference. These days, it could be a gay slang term.
Well, but it's not. A fag is literally a cigarette.
Yeah, that's the Brits.
It's British.
Yeah. It's British, see?
It's bloody British.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody British.
It's bloody
British. We'll be here on Friday night, puffing a fag.
What are you smoking, a fag?
A fag.
Hey, you're sure you're not sucking a fag?
Take the lorry across the river, take the loo. Which way to the loo? Oh, okay. Oh,
don't go to the loo, just piss in the river.
Oh, puff. Puff a fag. Piss in the river.
Isn't a fag a gay man?
Jude, what are we doing here? We've gone woke.
I thought that's what...
I love it.
It's a flying cigarette.
Oh, it's a cigarette.
It's a cigarette.
It's a tobacco.
One of those fancy little cancer sticks.
But a fag is also a gay man.
Or a gay woman.
No.
It could be a fag.
She's a lesbian.
Nah. Oh. Lesby friends.
Lesbian.
Right. Hey.
I want you to meet Faggy.
All right,
what we got?
1 o'clock on CBS Sunday. Browns at the
Browns
Ravens.
At the Browns.
Browns
at
the Ravens.
Ravens by a billion.
Agreed.
Browns?
Can't pick the Browns here.
The Browns feel like they're being disrespected because they're 11.5-point underdogs.
They're going to lose by a billion. 11.
It's because you're going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
11.5. So, Mom, I'm going to put you...
Who you got? Who you got, Mom?
I think we all have the Ravens.
Yeah.
There you go. Pretty easy pick in the first game. Oh, gosh. 1 o'clock also on CBS. 3.5-point.
Battle of the 1-0 teams.
Jaguars at the Bengals. This could be a good game, I think.
Oh,
and I'm going to say the Bengals...
They so underperformed last week.
They did. Against Cleveland.
They should have been all over.
I want to...
But they're at home.
Feel free to shout out your picks.
They're at home. I'm going to take the Bengals.
I'll go with Jags.
Mom's taking the Jags.
I don't know.
You might as well put Jay next to Mama Jude.
I think I might...
I got the Jags, too.
Okay. Give me the Bengals at home.
Yogi, baby.
Hey, Yogi.
Hey, Yogi.
Right. What's in the picnic basket?
You're the lone dog there, Larry.
Picnic
best.
1 o'clock on Fox. This is a six-point game over here. Giants at the Cowboys.
Super shitty Giants against the pretty shitty Cowboys.
I got the Cowboys.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. I got the Cowboys.
I'm going to take the Cowboys, too.
What does Jerry say? Cowboys by a billion.
Ooh, Jerry Jones?
No, Jerry Cox.
Jerry Cox.
Our favorite cork soaker.
The Cox aircraft.
You know, you suck one cork and you...
That was a little
and you're branded for life.
You can drive a nail, not be a carpenter. You can bend a pipe, not be an electrician, but suck one dick. You are a fag. A fag. I'm sorry.
No, thanks, I quit.
No, I'm not against anything. I'm not against anything. I love everyone.
Love everybody. That's we need to start spreading the love.
You know what? Comedians used to have fun, right?
You could say that. You Andrew could Dice say, Clay.
Right.
Dave Chappelle still does. God love him.
I love the guy. Yeah, he is very funny.
He's like, I'm sorry, this is my bit, and I'm going to just hang with it.
I don't think anybody's taking the Giants here.
No.
Okay.
No, Cowboys.
Oh. Cowboys. Even though I don't really like the Cowboys.
Ooh, we got the Cowboys.
The Bears.
The Lions, the Tigers, and the Bears. Oh, my.
Yeah,
Ben Johnson going back to Detroit.
Ben Johnson never been gay. 1 o'clock on Fox is a 6.5-point game. Bears at the...
Mama Jude's got the Bears.
You're taking the Bears?
The Bears.
Okay, Mama Jude, you might be the only soldier on this one.
Okay.
I think the Lions get healthy on the Bears.
I got the Lions by 1 million.
Oh,
you're taking the Bears?
No. Duh. I got the Lions.
We're all taking the Lions, except Mom. Mom, you like the Bears?
I don't know. I just...
She likes the Bears.
Don't try and talk her off of it.
I'm not talking anything.
No, that's all right.
Was I talking? Was that out loud? Is that Patriots at the Dolphins, 1 o'clock on CBS.
Oh.
2.5.
This game will be -6 to -13.
Can there be negative numbers?
Yes.
I hate the Patriots.
Oh, Mama.
I do too, but the Dolphins are god awful.
Yeah.
And it's what time's the game?
It's a 1 p.m.
o'clock in Miami, and so they're going to bake.
It's going to be fucking hot. It is in Miami, yeah.
Probably Tom Brady is going to announce.
I'm taking the Pats.
Can I take a pass?
You can, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a pass, too, but it's going to have an ATS in the middle, so I want the Pats.
Okay, Larry.
I guess I'll have to go with the Patriots.
And Mom.
Yep.
Mr. Cox.
Might as well put all.
Because the Dolphins don't lose in September in Miami, but this team is special.
Special?
Yeah, like really special.
Like Jerry's bicycle.
They need special needs.
Yeah, like Jerry's bicycle.
Like Jerry's bicycle is very
special. Frankenstein of East Pembroke.
1 o'clock on Fox now, guys. 1 o'clock, still a 1 o'clock game.
I don't know.
Niners at the Saints.
You know what? You have no quarterback, no tight end.
I'm taking the Niners.
Yeah. And guess who's starting for the 49ers?
Mac Jones.
Give me the 49ers.
Oh. And like you said, you have no quarterback, no tight end, your offense is in trouble. And I thought you were talking about the Saints.
I thought he was too. I'm like, oh no. Oh, that was good. That was excellent.
Yeah, I got the
49ers, Scudder.
I'm going to Saints.
When the Saints
come marching,
in.
I'm going to Saints.
When the Saints go marching in.
You know I want to be in that number.
When the Saints go marching in.
Yeah, see? And don't quit our day jobs if we have them still. I don't know.
They paid me this week, so yeah, it's all good.
I'm on a reduced pay schedule now. Seahawks at Steelers, 1 p.m. Fox. It's going to be a long air flight for the Seahawks. They don't win this game. They're 0-1.
Oh, and Aaron Rodgers might not lose a game this year. 4 touchdowns every week. That's all he does. The guy's fantastic.
I've got the Steelers.
Yep.
Everybody's taking the Steelers here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right.
I'm pulling for the Seahawks.
We're staying away from the Bills and Jets. We'll come to that later. Also, a lot of 1 o'clock games. A lot of football going on early.
on CBS, 5.5 points. Rams at the Titans. Rams 1-0. Titans 0-1.
CBS.
Yep.
That's where the Bills are playing.
Yep.
CBS.
Yeah, but
the
another...
game's on 4.
No, it's at 1.
That's great.
Who's on first?
I guess it's good marketing. I don't know.
She's not the best color man in the league for nothing. Yeah.
I got the Rams. Rams.
I'm taking the Rams here too. Yeah, Jerry and Scott,
Cam Ward just ain't there yet.
Mom taking the Rams too.
Sure.
Why not? Wait a minute. Isn't this like Super Bowl
what
rematch? Right.
The yeah, Titans? A lot of years ago.
Yeah, the Titans, man. Remember the
forward, Kevin Dyson game,
the forward lateral
where they shouldn't have been there. Because of the Music City freaking miracle.
Yeah, I call it the forward lateral.
Yeah, the Bills, sons of bitches.
I'm going to tell you what, the Bills would have been in that Super Bowl.
I know.
The Bills.
Yep, all day long.
And Rob Johnson might still be their quarterback.
They laugh. And you know what? Just a sidebar here.
Sidebar.
Buffalo,
I love sidebars.
Buffalo is a city, right?
Sam Cowart.
Buffalo is a city, right?
Well,
yeah. We have the city in New York City. In New York State as well, right? There's two teams.
Sad to say.
Those New York Jets, New York Giants.
No, New Jersey.
Well, see, that's where they play. They play in New Jersey, yeah, right? So there's one team in New York, right?
Yeah.
And guess where they play? In Buffalo.
Yeah.
Right? So why does the state of Tennessee represent the Titans and not Nashville? Why is it not the Nashville Titans? Why is it the Tennessee Titans? Tennessee isn't a city.
Arizona Cardinals.
There's a problem with that as well.
I know, but that's what they do.
They were the Phoenix Cardinals. Remember, they were the Phoenix.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
But they want the whole
tax base
state behind them. Right,
that's the sidebar.
Yeah. Sidebar. I don't. Yeah.
That pisses me off though, because there was a bartender in Nashville that almost, like, he was being a douche right after. It was not long after the Music City Miracle. Oh, you're a Bills fan. Oh, that's great. Let me repeat you guys. Right. Remember that? I'm like, hey, douche. How come your whole goddamn state has to represent this football team where we have a small city and a small market of Buffalo, New York? It's not a city. Or it is a city. It's not a state. Buffalo is a city. And he's like, wait a second. You know, who's the sober one here? At this point, it's not me. But at that point...
I don't understand your logic.
At that point, it wasn't me either. But it was him. And he goes, you got a point there. I'm like, yeah. Like the Florida Panthers. Right. What's up with that?
Because if they were the Miami Panthers, nobody would go.
That's it!
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like the Marlins?
Let's hope
it's the Nashville Predators.
It is.
It's not the Tennessee Predators.
Nashville Predators.
Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Back around the league. We're going on the 4 o'clock games now. Sorry.
That was a sidebar.
That was a rabbit hole.
I know. Sorry to sidebar you. 7 points.
That's what we do. I'm like that beagle running around the yard.
It was like, oh, look.
It just pisses me off. That I mean, I don't think a lot of people stop to think of that. I don't think.
I don't stop to think as a rule.
Like, it's not the Texas Cowboys. Is it the
Carolina Panthers?
That pisses me off worse because it's South Carolina or North Carolina.
Yeah, we got two states.
It's the Carolina Panthers. We have two states now we're dragging money from.
Yeah.
What say you, Larry?
Oh, next we got the Dakota Dukes. I don't know who's who.
I think that's a USFL team, right?
Oh,
Dakota Dukes. Yeah. Elon Musk just bought that team. battery operated. Good times.
Yeah. I got the Cardinals.
644-995. Like call number 9 tonight. It's 405 on a CBS Sunday.
Number 4.
Panthers at Cardinals.
Cardinals.
I'm going to go Panthers. No?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah?
I think it's
time.
I got a gut feeling.
Yeah, they're on the road. Scott, Larry.
I'm going to have to watch the football things when they come out in the paper. Where the hell they all are. Because I don't know where they are.
So would you like to pick the Panthers or
might
the Cardinals?
As well.
Oh,
I'm
going to
see who's
Mom,
second.
I got the Cardinals.
All right.
I think the North Carolina Panthers show up this week. They're a lot better than them South Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, Mason-Dixon line. Man, makes a difference.
God damn it. Yeah. They're like Duke.
You talk about a first down, you cross that line.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't have the Colorado Broncos. I have the Denver Broncos.
No, it's the Colorado Buffaloes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Seattle's a city. It's not the Washington, you know.
So I got the Broncos.
Seabirds or whatever they're called. The Broncos at the Colts. It's a 4 or 5 game. It's like, yes.
Whoa, Bo Nix, baby.
One. Look at that. 1.5 points. I'm taking the Broncos.
Bo Nix is freaking warm.
He played terrible, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Is he going to start, though?
Yes.
Who's going to start in front of him?
He's their guy. He was terrible last week.
Thank God for their defense.
They're both 1-0.
But they have a really good defense, and Daniel Jones is going to be Daniel Jones again.
I got the
he
Broncos.
He really good, but...
Jerry's taking the Broncos.
Miami.
I'm taking the Broncos.
All of us.
Oh.
No, I think Larry's taking...
Colts.
Both freaking Knicks.
Are you taking the Colts?
Give me the Broncos. They got a really good defense.
Larry?
A really good defense.
And Mom. So we're all taking the Broncos, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I know where we're all going with this one.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Who would I like to win? Well, actually...
The same one that's going to win.
How about
I'm going to say the Eagles.
It's the Eagles.
Scott's taking the Eagles.
How about the Pembroke Dragons?
Give me the Eagles. I'd take the Dragons in this one.
The Dragons.
So,
yeah, this is a 425
there's
game.
There's a little part of me that says...
Point and a half, Jerry.
The Chiefs, but...
Leave your penis out of this.
But...
I like your...
Your mother loves it.
Oh, Jesus. She says you don't stay long.
No, I came once or twice, though.
No thanks. I gave it the office.
Wow, you guys.
Sorry, you know, Mom's here.
Yeah.
You got to stop this shit.
It's rated G.
I've heard worse.
I got the Eagles.
But just remember, I was married to Doug.
Yes, I know.
I was talking about Michael Penix.
So Jerry's got the Eagles.
What's wrong with your appendix?
but that's the next game. The Penix is the next game.
I know. I was ahead of the curve.
You got a bad appendix?
Oh, my God.
It might explode.
They can fix the curve, you know.
They can rig the curve.
Surgically.
Smooth it out a little bit.
Peronis. I saw the advertisement for the Peronis.
It ain't no bell curve anymore.
No?
The Wayne Bell curve.
Are we talking about Wayne Bell?
He comes up with some doozies. He pulls a name out of a bag and throws it on a table. How about the Wayne Bell curve? All right, so Scott and Jerry have
the Eagles.
This is a 1.5. This is a tight game. It's in the Chiefs' land.
I can't say it enough times. I'm an Eagle.
It's at Arrowhead Stadium. This is going to be a tight race here.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
So we're going to go Larry. Eagles.
And we're going to take Mom's going to take the Eagles because you hate the Chiefs, right, Mom? Mahomes. Right. Mahomes is like, what
right,
do you...
Right, Mom?
Yeah. You want to pick him? You want to root for Mahomes?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, that was good. All right, that's what we thought.
No.
All right, here we go.
No.
I used to pick who I wanted to root for, and it really screwed me every year. Like last year, I was like, oh, I want this team to win, so I'm going to pick them. And I was like, dude, you guys smoked me. I'm like, no, I don't give a damn no more. I'm like, which team's going to win? You know, I picked the Vikings last week. I was the only guy to pick the Vikings.
Yeah.
And... This is the late game.
I wake up Monday morning.
In the morning, you wake up.
Or, sorry, Tuesday morning.
200 yards.
And they're telling me how great and what a comeback J.J. McCarthy had. And it was fantastic. And he's great. And I'm like, well, we just watched him last night. And that was pretty good. And so, wow, what did he do? And they were down by 9. That's not a huge comeback. And...
Basketball.
They went up 27-13, and Chicago scored again. So they were just taking the boots to them. It wasn't a big comeback. It wasn't like they scored late. And
JJ.
He played really well in the fourth quarter, which shocked me, because I think he's freaking terrible.
I agree. I threw a dart at the board, and I got it last week with the Vikings.
I don't even know one JJ on the planet but I like.
You're thinking Penix? You're Penix guy?
No, put your hand down. I said that I like.
JJ. JJ Lemonade.
I see why he likes JJ.
Yeah.
He likes BJ's. Well, they have really good deals on hot rolls.
Yeah, 2 for 1.
Hot cross buns, if you will.
Okay. 8:20. This
Larry,
late,
who you got?
Late game. You guys are going to love the fact there's 2 Monday night games, which is the worst thing ever.
I think it's great.
Do you really? Yes. The Monday thing?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
I hate it when there's one at 7:15 and one at 8:15.
I love
when
this.
They do 7, at 7 and 10. And 10
I can watch a 7 watch o'clock game, but I can go to bed at
I'm good.
The other way we could flip back and forth.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. Doesn't make it special. Feels like a Sunday. Just as dark outside.
All right, guys.
Who you got, Larry?
All right.
I think the Vikings are a really good team.
I
got Minnesota at home.
I'm picking the Vikings because Kash Patel said.
Kash or Cash?
Both of them.
Cash Patel?
Yeah.
The FBI director?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you say?
I'll see you with Valhalla.
Vikings Valhalla. I got it. I love it.
He said
I got
that.
The Vikings.
I'm taking the Vikings.
Valhalla, that's a Byron Corcoran.
He said I will see. It's
that was so 80s, Judy.
Oh, I love you, Mom. Oh, anybody taking the Penix boys?
Probably I'm Larry. Taking Penix.
All right, Larry's on the wing.
Yeah.
So Mom, Scott, and Jerry are going to take the Vikings, yep. Right, Mom?
Yep. Sure.
Yeah. Because yeah, you know the Valhalla.
You know what I don't understand with the Falcons? Why don't they run Bijan Robinson? He only catches passes. He gets 10 carries a game.
Because he's Bijan Mustard.
Yeah. Excuse me, do you have any gray poupon?
No, only Bijan.
Only Bijan here. Now that poupon, that's, no, good. That's a whole gray, different fetish.
It's gray Bijan. It's gray Bijan.
That is quite the different fetish.
Is it good for your Bijan?
I guess.
Feel good on your Michael Penix?
I guess so, I don't know.
All right.
Oh. All right,
two games on Monday night.
You all got, right, let's slide to a different guy.
I got Tampa Bay.
You guys love this, so.
I got Tampa Bay.
The Bucs, they're the early game at 7 p.m. against the Texans, who are 0-1. And look at the line.
They're going to be 0-2.
Okay, it's 2.5 points.
They're going to be 0-2.
I'm going to go with the Bucs.
I think the Texans got a pretty good Tampa defense, Bay. Too. If Stroud doesn't, you know, puke on himself.
Stroud's overrated.
I know that, Jerry.
Jerry's taking the Bucs.
Stroud's down, Jerry.
Stroud's overrated.
Anybody else taking the Bucs?
Me too.
Mom. Scott's taking the Bucs.
I'm taking Houston.
Loser. Really?
Larry could be out in the wing with this one.
I'm really like my home teams, as you can tell my picks with, you know,
that's
the
good,
Falcons and
good,
the Eagles.
It's a good point, actually.
The Broncos.
Chargers at the Raiders. This is a 10 o'clock game. I'll be snipping and sleeping and snoring and farting at this point.
Oh, if you're going to be farting, then you got to take the Chargers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're good.
Because no one's raiding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders. They beat New England for
crikey.
Crikey,
the you know Chargers.
What? You know what? I did not hate Geno Smith in that game.
I don't really ever hate Geno Smith because you know he's going to screw up if you're playing against him.
Yeah. I got the Chargers.
1-0.
And the Raiders are home. They're both 1-0. I'm taking the Chargers too. Scott, Jerry.
Two.
And Larry.
Yep.
And Mom.
Yeah.
Boom.
I should just say all, but yeah.
Yep.
All right. That completes our around the NFL look. Of course, you guys already picked the Packers.
Yep.
And you did well.
The Packers look for real.
They do look good.
3.5 point favorites or 3 points, depending on how you look at it. But
I don't see anybody in it. Do they play the? I think they play the Eagles this year. Do they not?
They will in the playoffs.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know if they play in regular season.
Save your work.
Funny how you say save.
I thought you were retired. Now you're working here? I don't understand what's going on.
Well, I work. I don't need work. Are you kidding me?
Retired? No, I'm just retarded.
I don't need any work.
I just have problems with the small words.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Hey, everybody. We're all going to get laid.
There you go. It's been another great week around the NFL. Mom, thanks for stopping by. You guys, we got the big, never mind. I was closing the deal, wasn't I?
Deal closing yet.
Wait. This is the big board. This one's for the, what are we going to put the stakes on this, guys? We should do.
Speaking of stakes.
Like,
stakes.
That fire Kevin Adams, don't need him.
Too right, soon. So Larry's upset.
Are we making Sabres picks tonight? They're playing the Devils.
Sabres?
Yeah.
They're not really playing the Devils.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, the Prospects Challenge. Jack.
Yeah, but shit.
Those are our good guys.
Them are the guys that are really good.
Yeah. before they get to Buffalo and realize, wow, let's we just suck. Lose.
And then we want out.
No, this year's the big
no,
year.
No, we want ooh. Out.
They're not,
get me out of here.
War, Pat. Ooh.
They're not the guys in Adam Mayer's car, right?
Oh, yeah. They might be. They were just children. We did it for the children.
Scott, who's got to pick first? Scott? Then me, right?
Larry's. Well, Larry could be last. Doesn't matter. Larry won last week.
So it's going to be Scott, myself, Mom, and then Larry.
Okay. Bringing up the rear?
Yes. Because you won.
Okay.
Fire.
So I got to pick last every
Fire.
Week?
Fire.
Oh, wax on, wax off, Daniel's on.
Oh, I wax off.
Oh, I wax on.
It's gone.
Terrible. Grab him with
the... Joe is fit. Man who can catch fly with chopstick.
Chopstick.
Man who walked through...
Accomplished...
Turnstile sideways...
Anything.
Going to Bangkok.
That's Confucius right there, ladies and gentlemen. You're making a guest appearance.
Big board.
Big bet board.
Larry is the leader with one win. This.
All right, Scott, you're leading us off.
Oh, I'll pick it. Well,
yeah, because you.
I was the worst. Yeah. I picked the wrong team.
Yeah.
This is hard, actually.
This is really hard.
It could go. It could.
Go ahead, pick against the Bills again. Loser.
I'm not.
Hello?
Today.
Sir.
I'm going to pick the Bills you're going to make.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You want to pick
Do I need to?
Don't make me.
Don't make me.
I'm not sure what, but.
We're waiting.
I think. You guys love my numbers.
34.
Dun, 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 dun. The 37. Pick the Jets. Go ahead, Scott.
No.
You got the Jets. Benny and the Jets.
Benny.
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 Benny. I'm going to go. I'm just
going to. Benny.
Benny.
Whoa.
The average age was 19.
That's still legal in most states.
31-21 Buffalo.
Legal for what?
How many?
31-21 Buffalo.
Oh, you like that 31, do you?
Wasn't that a big number last year?
Usually my favorite number to pick was 31.
Who's next? It would be you, Mom.
Mama G.
Picking the Bills to win, everybody else is.
Everybody done it.
Yeah. You don't have to, though.
Well, we'll go with my 37.
37?
Calm down, Jerry.
I didn't say anything. Gosh.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Oh, my God. They're coming.
They are.
37-24.
They're coming to take me away.
I like that. 37 Bills, 24 Jets.
Is it Benny?
I think you're pretty close.
Or just...
Benny!
Or just the Jets.
Oh, Ricky and Bobby, haven't seen them yet. Oh, the cell's spaced out. Benny and the Jets. Benny!
Benny!
Benny! Benny and the Jets.
J-E-T-S.
We always look like shit in the Meadowlands.
Yeah, we do. We always do.
In the Meadowlands, and we look like shit. I got the Jets at 31. And give me 43 on the
Bills. Whoa! Another 40 burger for the Bills.
Oh, that's a hot meatball.
That's a hot... That's a spicy meatball.
Put on your high heel sneakers.
Guys, it's been a great week. Thanks for doing it again on a Friday night.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming again, Mom.
We have commitments to family and friends, and we love y'all.
Yeehaw.
Go Bills,
Go
guys.
Bills,
Go
baby.
Bills.
Go Bills. Hey, we'll be back next week.
Benny.
Benny.
Benny and the Jets.
Larry's angry.
Oh, wow.
To outer space, from East Pembroke, New York, to all over the place, from around the corners and over the hills, just to talk the Buffalo Bills. It's the Larry and Jerry, it's sometimes it's scary, it's a Larry and Jerry show.